Once upon a time, there were three snails called Ink and Onk and Kr, and they lived in a house in the woods. It was a cold night. The wind was blowing, the rain was beating down, and Ink and Onk and Kr were curled up in front of a fire, and Kr said to Ink, "Tell us a story, Ink." So Ink thought for a little while, and then he said, "I'm going to tell you a story about three children." "Oh, that'll be good," says Onk. "I like stories about children." "Well, these three children, I can't even tell you their names," said Ink, "because children's names are so difficult. You can't even begin to pronounce them. So we'll just say that they're three children." And you know what? They lived in a house in a town. Well, Onk and chuckled at that, because they knew that children didn't live in houses in a town. They lived in castles made of sand at the seashore. But no, Ink insisted these children, they lived in a house in a town. And they would run around this house on their two legs, says Ink. Oh dear, Onk and Kr really laughed at that, because they knew that children didn't have two legs. They didn't have any legs at all. They got around on their bottoms and their hands. But, okay, Ink was telling the story. These children could have two legs. And, said Ink, when they ran around the house, they made a lot of noise. Well, by this time, Onk and Kr were having gales of laughter, because they knew that children didn't make noise. Children couldn't make any noise at all. Not like snails, who were very noisy. "Well, you know," said Ink, "there's something else strange about these children. They eat a meal in the middle of the day. Oh, and they call it by a funny name. They call it lunch." Onk said, "Why would anyone want to eat a meal in the middle of the day?" But Ink said, "Well, that's children. They do silly things. And you know, they eat things like bread and honey and meat." Said, "Fancy eating bread, honey, and meat. Oh, yuck." "Well, that's the sort of things that children eat, and they seem to like it," said Ink. And after lunch, they went outside to play a game of soccer. "What's soccer?" said Onk. "Well, soccer's a game played with a round ball." And Onk and Kr rolled over on the back of their shells, laughing their heads off. "But balls aren't round," said Onk. "Balls are square." "But this ball," says Ink, "was round. Not only was it round, it was soft enough to kick." "Ah, oh, come off it," said Kr. "Balls are not only square, but they're hard. They're made of brick. You can't kick a ball." "Well," said Ink, "funny things happen in the land of children, and soccer is played with a round ball that can be kicked." "Okay," says Onk and Kr, "if you say so." "But," said Kr, "what's the game of soccer all about?" "Oh," said Ink, "that's quite simple. The game of soccer is about getting as dirty as you can. You see, it's played in mud. And you roll around in the mud, and you jump up and down, and you splash. And when they go to try and kick the ball, they try and make as much of a splash as possible, and they get as wet as they can, and they rub mud into each other's hair. And the team that is dirtiest is the team that wins." So these three children, they went outside, and they jumped up and down in the mud, and they rolled in the mud, and they scrubbed mud into each other's hair, and they smeared it all over each other's face, and they got as dirty and dirty as dirty and as wet and as mucky as they could possibly be. They had so much fun doing it. But they also got very tired. So they decided it was time to go to bed. So they went inside into the house, spreading all the mud around just like their mummy wants them to do. And they climbed into bed and they pulled the sheets up around themselves and they cuddled up and they felt all the squelchy mud between their toes. They knew they'd had a great time and they went to sleep. Ink and Onk and K sat back in front of their fire and thought about the funny world that children live in.